Hey, pay attention. You might just learn something. This is the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
Yeah, you might just learn something because, you know, the smartest guy in the world is here. And it's been underscored again, if I'm not mistaken. My good friend Jeffrey Ford on the line. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
I see a new little accolade, I suppose, that you've been named the 2018 Genius of the Year. Tell me about that.
Well, there's a new group that came out last year. It's called the Vedic Guild, and they had another thing, a Genius of the Year award, and it was bestowed upon me. Different one in 2016 when I won the Genius of the Year Award for America, which included the North and South American continents by the who's who of the high IQ world. This is a global award, so in a way it means even more.
So, again, you're the smartest man in the world, and here you are, as chosen by your peers.
There's no other show that I would be prouder to be on than your show.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you being here. So, you know, let me ask you something. You're probably, I would guess, you know, being the smartest guy in the world. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and I have lots of questions. I've always been a guy who asks to the point that I probably, frankly, annoy people along the way. I ask question after question, and I hammer people with questions. I pepper them with questions because if I don't like the answer, I think that it's not answering the question, or I don't think it stacks up. I just go after it. Do you think you're similar to me in that way? Do you think listeners act that way? I mean, what about the power of questioning everything that I do all the time?
I think that that's absolutely vital to living a full life, because there's no doubt that we have to question every single thing that we're told nowadays. Most of our mainstream news sources have been completely discredited. Our public schools and universities have been taken over by supposed educators who actually prefer to indoctrinate instead of educate. And even many of our country's churches have leaders who care more about filling their pews and their wallets than actually spreading the word and the truth. But let me tell you something. The more you question, the more you'll learn. And the more you learn, the better you'll be able to discern the difference between the truth and the lies. And then you'll be able to make truly informed decisions that will lead you into the best life that any of us can possibly live. Just question everything. Listen to your head, listen to your heart, and then do what's right. Believe me, you'll all be glad that you did.
You know, I agree with you, because as you sit there, I was watching, you know, yesterday, and if you missed it, you missed a lot, but yesterday may have been the best day to watch CNN since November the 9th. I'm not kidding you. These people were in full-on meltdown because Donald Trump called third world countries for what they are, you know, and he used some colorful language. Of course, if Joe Biden and others use colorful language, it means nothing. But if Donald Trump does, and he calls a spade, there it is. That's what it is. And these places are, I'll just use the term, hellhole. He's right about that, but you could have watched liberal heads explode across the entire universe, right? It was fun to watch.
Well, you definitely have to be careful when you watch the fake news, don't you? The first thing that you'll notice that when you're watching fake news, you better ask yourself a very simple question. Why in the world am I spending my time watching CNN or MSNBC? These are all fake news sources, in my opinion. There really are some great reasons to watch some of these fake news programs, though. Because, first of all, we can see the misinformation that other people are filling their heads with, and it allows us to understand them better and to be able to debate them also. So we need to know what other people are thinking. Secondly, it's kind of a source of amusement, if you think about it, watching the news anchors go into histrionics and listening to the obvious, obvious lies that they're going to have to retract the next day. That's kind of funny. But there's also a danger to fake news, too. I don't know if you're aware of this, but some people are playing a very dangerous drinking game where they take a shot every time they hear a fake news story or every time they say something negative about President Trump. You could die of alcohol poisoning within 30 seconds. So please be careful.
Don't
people.
Play that game. Yeah, don't play that
no.
game. I mean, in all honesty, though, you can sit and watch, and if you're intellectually honest at all, I don't care if you're liberal or conservative, you can sit there and say, you know, that person's in the tank for one side or the other. I do it all the time. And sure, I'm right of center, but I can tell you when I'm looking at somebody that's just completely in the tank for one, because they'll sit there, and no matter what the facts on the table are, you can predict exactly what their comments are going to be on any topic. I can sit there, well, he's going to say this, he'll be against the president. Here's the thing. There are not a lot of things that Barack Obama did while in office that I like, but there are a few. And can I say that I liked what he did? Yes, when he attacked ISIS, when he killed Osama bin Laden, I thought that those were worth applauding. He did good work there. He gave the order that killed Osama bin Laden. And I can tell you, you know what? I was all for that. I fully support Barack Obama in that endeavor. But I wonder today if liberals can give Donald Trump credit for anything. But I also question conservatives on the other side. If you can't credit liberals on occasion for some of the things they do, for standing up for whatever it may be, if you can admit that they do nothing right ever, you're probably not being honest with yourself.
I agree with you. And I think many of your listeners would agree with that as well. Historically speaking, liberals at one point in time at least purported to be for free speech. They don't do that anymore. They want to close down free speech, and they use political correctness and other nonsense in order to do that, including lying about our nation's history as well. And so I understand that. But I will say one thing about the people who listen to this show. We see through all of that, don't we? We really do. And
absolutely.
That's why we listen to the Steve Gruber Show. I find that your listeners actually think a lot like I do, which is one of the reasons I like the show. We think for ourselves. We don't just go along with anything simply because we're told it's politically correct or trendy or because some alleged news anchor on some alleged news channel told us to do something. No. We do what we do, and we think what we think because we know it's the right thing to do. We gather our facts and trusted news sources, which is why we listen to the Steve Gruber Show. We gather our information. We make the best decisions that we can. And when we all put our minds together, I think we make a pretty unbeatable team.
I appreciate that. Very kind words from you, Jeffrey, as always. And I appreciate your input here because I think you have great insights. And I look forward to our next conversation. As always, my friend, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey Ford, the Vedic Guild 2018 Genius of the Year, the 2016 Genius of the Year for the Americas. Smart guy, listens to the program. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. Get a free water test today by going to wolverinewater.com, that's what I meant to say, and click on the free test. There it is. We'll be right back.